Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. The overall efficacy of the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Johnson & Johnson may be lower than the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, but the government's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says it will be a valuable tool in fighting the pandemic.
This is a single-shot vaccine in which you start to see efficacy anywhere from 7 to 10 days following the first and only shot. It is very, very good with regard to cold chain requirements, namely requiring only a refrigerator. It is inexpensive, and the company is capable of making doses in the numbers of billions.
Johnson & Johnson is planning to seek emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration as soon as next week. To Mexico, which has now surpassed India in the number of people dying from COVID-19, putting the country in third place in the world behind the U.S. and Brazil. NPR's Kerry Khan reports more than 1.8 million people in Mexico have tested positive for the virus, and more than 155,000 have died.
In the past weeks, new records in the number of confirmed cases and deaths have been shattered. In the past 24 hours, nearly 20,000 new cases were detected and more than 1,500 deaths confirmed. But officials admit Mexico's numbers are much higher due to the low rate of testing in the country. In Mexico City and surrounding suburbs, hospitals are full. Ambulances reportedly wait hours to discharge patients, and oxygen supplies are limited. Mexico's ambitious vaccination program has run into logistical snags, too, mostly due to delays in delivery of vaccines. Kerry Khan, NPR News, Mexico City.
The Mexican president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, says he still has COVID-19, but the doctors say he has passed the critical stage. In a video posted online, López Obrador said he is doing well. He tested positive last weekend. Georgia State House Democrats are calling for the resignation of Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Northwest Georgia. Some U.S. House members calling for her expulsion from Congress after more controversial social media posts of hers were unearthed. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Emma Hurd reports.
Greene has long been a controversial figure. She won her congressional runoff last summer despite well-publicized anti-Semitic and xenophobic remarks and comments in support of the QAnon conspiracy theory. A recent CNN report found Greene had liked Facebook posts calling for the execution of Democratic officials, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Some of her House colleagues and members of the Georgia State House have called for her resignation or expulsion from Congress as a result. Greene claims that her accounts have been managed by other people over the years, and some posts did not reflect her views. For NPR News, I'm Emma Hurt in Atlanta.
And you're listening to NPR News. President Biden is warning of what he calls a cost of inaction on his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief plan. Biden has been reaching out to congressional Republicans, but he says a plan must pass. A Democratic push to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour has emerged as a key sticking point. Thousands of people have been marching in cities across Poland over the past few days. Hundreds gathered in central Warsaw for a third day yesterday, defying coronavirus restrictions to protest a near total ban on abortion put into effect by the government this week. Protesters are demanding the resignation of the government. The Chinese telecom executive held in Canada and facing extradition to the United States will not get more freedom. Dan Karpinchuk reports a British Columbia judge has denied her application, saying the current restrictions are the minimum required.
The judge dismissed Meng Wanzhou's request to change her bail conditions. They would have allowed her to leave her home in Vancouver outside her curfew hours and without Canadian security. The judge said the restrictions in place now are the least needed to ensure she does not flee Canada. Earlier this month, her husband testified that the Huawei executive has underlying health issues and is at greater risk of contracting COVID-19 because of how close her private security detail is whenever she leaves her home. The judge said Meng can self-isolate at home if she chooses, and the current bail conditions do not pose an increased risk from the coronavirus. Meng has been detained in Canada for more than 2 years, fighting extradition to the U.S. on fraud charges. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.